Gretchen Whitmer lockdown closed 32% of Michigan businesses. By Kyle Olson on December 18, 2020. The ongoing coronavirus lockdowns and restrictions ordered by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, D, have shuttered 32% of Michigan businesses at least temporarily this year. Michigan was second only to Puerto Rico in the United States for closures, a territory that was hit by a 2017 hurricane and relies heavily on tourism. Nationally, 19% of businesses were impacted by government-mandated lockdowns, the Center Square reported. Pennsylvania trailed the Great Lakes state with 30%, followed by Washington at 27%. Vermont, Hawaii, and New York each had 26% of businesses closed during the pandemic. Each of those states, along with Michigan, are led by Democrat governors. Conversely, Republican-led states, South Dakota, Arkansas, North Dakota, Utah, Wyoming, and Nebraska, saw less than 10% of businesses close. Michigan is in the midst of an extended pause, which is scheduled to expire Sunday. The pause resulted in a regression of freedoms in the state and closed in-person dining, classroom learning for high schoolers, and several entertainment establishments, such as bowling alleys and areas, close. Many believe that will be extended yet again. Meanwhile, the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, MRLA, said 5,600 restaurant operators predict they will not be in business in 6 months if the lockdown continues. 48% said they are considering temporarily closing their restaurant until the pandemic passes. Many have attempted to stay afloat by offering takeout service. Additionally, 52% of hotel owners said they are in danger of foreclosure. 63% said less than half of their employees are working full-time. The data is settled, Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the MRLA, said in a release. It is fundamentally clear that the pandemic is decimating the hospitality industry in this state to a degree never seen or even imagined. While it will take several years in a stable economy to reclaim the size, impact and opportunities produced by this industry, we have not yet reached the bottom. Whitmer extended her three-week pause over fears of a so-called Thanksgiving surge, after politicians ordered Americans to stay away from their families during the holiday. That surge never materialized as the experts predicted, WWMT reported. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.